guys, let's go. All right, first nekuda I want to begin with is I made a mistake yesterday. Gemara in Chagiga, Ayadal and Bez, we said the four Tanoim and Nichnas, the Pardes, Ben Zoma became a Shota. I said he had died. Ben Azai died. Yeah. Ben Zoma was the one who became the Shota. Okay, that's the first correction I want you to get. And then I wanted to point out that Rashi and Kedushin on Memtesim Bez and Maskel Ben says that Ben Zoma and his colleague Ben Azai never got smicha. That's why they're referred to as Ben Zoma and Ben Azai. Now, they were great in Torah. In fact, there was no one like them in Torah, says Rashi. But they were too young, and they did not get smicha. Now, why did they not get smicha? Because they died young. Okay, so that's why they're called Basa, their father. This is what the Sefer Yuchsin calls. There's a Sefer called Sefer Yuchsin that has all the history of the Tanoim Namoroim. You follow me? So therefore, the Sefer Yuchsin writes, that's why, so the first thing get is that he died. He became a Shoat, he didn't die. And the second Nikud is Rashi Kedusha says they're called Ben Zoma Ben Azai, not called Rebbe Shimon Ben Zoma, that was his name, because they didn't get smicha because they did not live a long life. Okay, you got that? Well, when we daven for a Rav who's a Chayla, you don't say Rav. Because you only just say it by his name.
You know what I'm saying? But like, that's the minute. Like Shmuel was also one of the greatest, but Shmuel had smicha. Just, he was called Shmuel because, like...
Yeah, I don't know why we don't say it. That I don't know. I have to look into that, Sam. Why is he referred to straight up, Shmuel and Rav? It's a good kasha. That I don't know. But I want you to get this down.
Rav.
What'd you say?
Let me Rav.
No, why doesn't it say Rav Shmuel? You know what I'm saying? That's why. Why doesn't it say Rav Shmuel? But I want you to get this. I don't know. Maybe you guys are familiar with this. It's against one of the. It's against the Gemara in our Masechta. Which Gemara in our Masechta? Where we do say Rav Shimon ben Zoma. Where is that? And it's Rav Shimon ben Azai. Does anyone know? Vavam at base in Brachas on the bottom, where the Gemara discusses. I was just looking it up now. Where the Gemara discusses the importance of Yerushalayim. And yes, and on Vav and Beis in the bottom, it has two opinions. One opinion says that if you're a person that possesses Yerushalayim, the whole world should accompany you. The whole world was really should follow after you, or do we say the world's like you know helps you out on an equal level? But the Shita, if you look at Vav and Beis on the bottom, real quick, because we got a lot to do, on Vav and Beis on the bottom, it says what? You see where it says that? Amar Rav Shimon ben Azai, Vamar la Rav Shimon ben Zoma. Kol olam lo nivra el l'tzavos l'zeh. What's l'tzavos? To accompany a guy who has Yerushalayim. So there it quotes his name. You follow me? There it says Rav Shimon ben Zoma. So the Sefer Avos Arosh asks on this. You see that it does call it. So you have to come up with a different answer why many times it says Ben Zoma or Ben what? Or Ben Azai. Okay, we got that? That's the first akuda. Nate, you got me? Okay, you got this on there? In the clear? Okay, second Nakuda, where we left off Shir yesterday. Let's get it, okay? Because we got a lot to do. The second Nakuda is as follows, okay? Comes out that we learned yesterday that Yayin is Poter Kolamashkin, yes? Let's get this. So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina points out in Dibra Masku Upliga that Lamaisa, this is the halacha. The halacha is that Borei Pri HaGafen Pater Shar Mashkim. Now, I want you to get this down in your notes. What it does Borei Pri HaGafen on grape juice Pater other Mashkim? Okay? Please get that very quickly. Okay? I just saw this right now. Halacha Lamaisa. If you say Borei Pri HaGafen, so that you should avoid that. You should avoid that because the Borei Pri HaGafen and grape juice might not have the cheshivas of wine. Maybe it's only wine that Pater's other Mashkim. But who says that Borei Pri HaGafen can? So it is recommended in the Kovetz Beis HaLevi that it's not chashuv enough to pater the Ramashkim, so you really should not rely on it, okay? Yeah, we'll get involved with that a little bit more if we get to it today. But Lamaisa, that's what I want you to what you get down. But Lamaisa, what comes out here is the Beis Yosef says as follows. Let's start with the Nekuda of the Beis Yosef, okay? The Mashmos of all the Poskim, of most of the Poskim, from the Gemara is that when you drink wine, the Gemara equates wine with pas. Just like Reb Chiya says, pas patas all food from Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona, yain patas all maskin from Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona. Whose shita was the exception? Whose shita? Nay, you with me with this? Rokeach. The Rokeach said that wine only patas the Bracha Achrona. Yes?
Yeah.
It only patas brain of fascias. That was the exception, the exceptional shita. So now we'll take this a step further. Please get it. Tosis and the Rashba, Tosis Dumaskal Yayin, and the Rashba Dumaskal Membezim and Aleph Dumaskal Yayin say that we are not talking about Mashkim Tochasuda. We are not when Reb Chiya said his din. When Yayin Patas Ola Mashkim, Sam, get it down, we are not talking about what? Shtiya B'Tochasuda. Because Shtiya B'Tochasuda is taken care of by what? By bread anyway. You got me? So what are we talking about? Where you drink outside the Suda. When you drink outside the Suda, when you just have wine and Sprite, so the wine potters it. This is the sheet of Tyson and Rashba. Because if it's Tocha Suda, Nate, you with me? The bread takes care of it. Now the Machzor Vitri quotes B'Shem Rashi that he says that if you drink other Mashkim Tocha Suda, the Machzor Vitri says B'Shem Rashi, in Siminai and Gimel, if you drink Shar Mashkim B'Tocha Suda, you must say a brach on them. You must say a brach on them. Okay? So we just pointed out that Tyson and Rashba say that the whole Chiddush Reb Chiya is what? Is talking about what? When Yayin Patas Ol Mashkim Tocha Suda, Shalom B'Tocha Suda. Why is it Shalom B'Tocha Suda? Because Pas takes care of the other liquids, what? Sprite and Coke, it takes care of that B'Tocha Suda. Right? So the Machzor Vitri comes along and says, I don't agree with you. The Machzor Vitri says B'Shem Rashi that other Mashkim B'Tocha Suda, you need the what? If you drink other Mashkim B'Tocha Suda in a Suda of bread where you didn't have wine, you do need a bracha, which is an amazing Chiddush. We don't have the Rashi on the Shas. We have, that's why Machzor Vitri quotes a lot of Rashi sometimes we don't have in Shas. So I'm just saying to you, if you hold this Shita, this Rashi we don't have in Shas. But that's what Machzor Vitri says B'Shem Rashi. A lot of times there's Sfarim that quote Rashi, they're not on the Daf and Shas. No, but I want you to get this. If you say, guys, if you learn like this din of Reb Chiya, so how do you be Mazmer Reb Chiya? What is Reb Chiya saying when he says that Reb Chiya says, your Shos is Yayin B'Socha Suda? What does that mean? When your Shos is Yayin B'Socha Suda, you're drinking wine B'Socha Suda. Even though Pas is not Pater Shar Mashkim, but what does potter it? Wine potters it. But if you don't what? If you don't have wine in the Suda, and you just have a bread meal, then you're going to need a brach of shaka on Sprite and Coke. According to this Machzor Vitri B'Shem Rashi, it's a collector's item. We, of course, don't paskin like it, but I want you to get it. That's the Nakuda, okay? See, you got it, Nate? Yes.
So, in a Kiddush, like after davening or whatever?
Yes. That's what we said. If you didn't say Hagafen, you got to say Shaka on Sprite. If the Rav said it, he doesn't have to, but if you didn't, you just said Yotze Kiddush, you didn't say your own bread, Hagafen.
But in the meal, since I didn't say, even though I didn't say Hagafen.
In the meal, bread meal takes care of everything. But not according to Machzor Vitri. Machzor Vitri says on Sprite, in a bread meal, you need Shaka. We don't paskin like that, but I want you, this is the Chiddush that I want you to bring out. That Tyson and Rashi would say we're talking about Shtia outside the Suda because bread takes care of it. We paskin like Tyson and Rashi. We don't hold like this Machzor Vitri according to Rashi. But I'm just saying to you, if you're learning like the Machzor Vitri with Shem Rashi, you must be Mazur Reb Chiya that we're talking about Shosa Yayin B'Socha Suda because Pas doesn't take care of the Brach of Shaka on Sprite. What takes care of it? The Yayin. Okay, that's how I have to be Mazur the Gemara. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
If you had a meal with pas without yayin, would the pas still be
pottering
the mashkim or no?
Yes, definitely does. No problem. That's why we paskin. We paskin Tyson and Rashba. If you have a bread meal, you don't need a brach on shakal on Sprite. No problem. That's the way we paskin. But the Machzor Vitri has this stunning chiddush that the lomaisid the bread does not potter. So you have to say we're talking about tochasuda, and the yayin was the thing you drank tochasuda, and the yayin took care of it. Because pas doesn't take care of it, according to Machzor Vitri B'Shem Rashi. We happen to hold that hole like that. It's a tremendous chiddush. Yes, Sam?
I feel like the Reb Chiya makes more sense going according to the Machzor Vitri, because the Reb Chiya is saying that pas is potter's all food, and yayin is potter's all drinks.
I hear you. I hear you, but I'm I guess more used to what we do halacha lamaisa. Because when it says kol minei maichel, it's lav dafka. It means everything. It means everything. I hear what you're saying. It's a good horror. It is a good horror. But I would say kol minei maichel, it's lav dafka. Because, you know, the whole reason, kind of like I would build it up with that svar if we get to it today, the tais on the bottom. Why do you drink in the middle of a meal? To soak it down. You follow me? So minei maichel includes the drinks that you soak it down too with. You know what I mean? That's the way I think you'd read it like. But it's a good horror. You follow what I'm saying? Kol minei maichel means including the drinks that you drink. Why do you drink in the middle of a meal? Soak it down. Yes, Shmuel, go ahead.
How is Tosfos able to quote the
Rashba? Tosfos, this is the Rashba that we have on Shas. The Rashba in Tais is the Rashmi Shans. I've said that many times in Shir. The Rashba ever quoted in Tais is not the Rashba. It's a Rashmi Shans. It's a different Shita, a different Rishon. The Rash and Mishnah is the Rashmi Shans. Okay, now based on this Nakuda, let's get this. The Rashba says, Usher, on that same Rashba, that even Lamaisa, Afshein Amadubra B'shosayayim B'socha Suda, we're talking about wine that was outside the Suda. Remember we saw Mashkim was outside the Suda? Nevertheless, I want you to get this. When you sit down and have wine with Sprite, you have to be Koveya Yayin. You have to be Koveya to drink the Yayin. If you're Koveya to drink the wine, then that potters the Sprite. Shahakol. But if you're Stam just drinking wine without Kvias, it will not potter the what? It will not potter the Sprite. So even the Rashba that takes the Gemara outside the Suda has a limitation. That the only time the Prayer Cover will potter the other what? Shahakol and Sprite is when you're not drinking, when you're drinking Bekvias. If you're not drinking Bekvias, it's not going to work. And the Chai Adam says this Beferish, that the only time that Yayin will take care of the other Maskins is your Koveya Atzam Lishtos. And this brings us, I don't know if you got a chance to see this in the Mordechai. What does the Mordechai say? In Rem is what? In Rem is Kuf Nun. If you look up the Mordechai, there are two Gerses in the Mordechai. There's two Gerses in the Mordechai in Kuf, in Resh. What does it say? Kuf Nun. There's two Gerses in the Mordechai. Is it Daha in parentheses or is it O in brackets? What do I mean to say by this? What I mean to say by this is if you have the Girsa O, it comes out that that is the sheet of the Mordechai. The sheet of the Mordechai with the word O is saying what, exactly what the Chai Adam says. You want Brei Pri Agav to pater the other what? Brachas? It only works when you're Koveya Yayin Lishtos. When you're Koveya Yayin Bishtia. That's what he says when he says the word O. When he says the word O, he says you want wine to pater. That's only when you're drinking Sprite and Coke and you're drinking the wine. The wine only paters when you're Koveya Yayin Lishtos. That's if you have the word O. But the Sharatzin that I gave you in Simen Kuf Ayin Daled, Sifkat and Chaf, Sifkat and Hey, and the bottom of Mishnah Berurah, he says the pasuk of the Mordechai is with the word Daha, with the parentheses, which Daha means because. And if that's the case, it works even if you're not what? Kovei Atzmo Lishtos Yayin. Even if you're not Kovei Lishtos Ayayin, the Brei Pri Agav paters what? Paters the Shahakol. And I think that's the way we paskin. We'll check it out for tomorrow, Halacha L'maisa. And I think the Rashba would admit to that too as well. As long as it's in front of you, B'shas HaBracha, you have Sprite, you have Coke, I don't know, whatever you have RC, whatever you have. But if you're drinking wine with it, the wine will potter everything, even if it's not Koveh. As long as it's in front of me, it's fine. If it's not in front of me, it's not fine. And I think the Rashba would agree with that too. The Rashba says that the Mashkin's in front of you, Sniftim R'Bracha, even if not Koveh Atzmo, Lishtos. So it could be, we made a big deal about this, Rashba's Kovei Atzmo Lishtos. Chayram says Kovei Atzmo Lishtos. You know what? Maybe we could translate that to be, instead of being Kovei Atzmo Lishtos, it means as long as it's in front of you. As long as the Coke and Sprite was in front of you when you said the Brei Pri Agav. Doesn't literally mean what? Kovei Atzmo Lishtos. So you're a what's it called? A wine taster. You know, you're Kovei Atzmo Lishtos. You enjoy drinking wine like that. It doesn't have to be like that. As long as the stuff is on the table in your Brei Pri Agav, that's how we want to interpret it like the Sharatzion. And that might be exactly what the Rashba might agree to as well. Oh, but I thought the Rashba said Kovei Atzmo Lishtos. Kovei Atzmo Lishtos might mean what? What might it mean? It might mean as long as it was on the table, and that's Lamaiso how we want to interpret like the parentheses where it's Daha. Usually with brackets or parentheses, we always go with the brackets. But the Sharatzion goes going with what the parentheses, Daha, as opposed to what the brackets that says O. If you go with O, then it means you're only when you're Koveya Atzmo Lishtos. So that's the Chiddush they want to bring out here on this Nakuda. Okay, what'd you say? Go ahead.
Having it on the table is enough.
Having it on the table would be enough, yes. Even without you being Koveya Atzmo Lishtos for it to potter. That is correct. Okay, Sam, let's go right to it. Tosos, dear Maska Hilchasa. Come on, we got a lot to do, guys. Okay? Tosfos going to ask three kashas on Rashi. The first kasha, we have six answers. The second kasha, we have what? One answer. And the third kasha, we have two terutzim. Yes, Nate, go ahead. Well, there could be four. Okay, we'll see. Could be four kashas. Could be. Well, let's see. I thought there were only three. But let's see. Come on, we got a lot to do. Go ahead, Sam. Hilchasa. Go ahead. That was Rav Papa's psak. Yes? Mm-hmm. Now we have to analyze the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. We got a lot to see. Go ahead. Let's get everything clear. Hilchasa, go ahead. Rav Papa said three things. Things that are Dvarim Machmas Hasuda, you don't need a bracha l'fneim lo achrayim. Things that are not Machmas Hasuda, you need a bracha l'fneim lo achrayim. And the last window was, after Suda, you need a bracha l'fneim lo achrayim. And as we said, that was before Birkas HaMazon, right? We stress that. That's before Birkas HaMazon.
Yes,
that's what Rashi says, before Birkas HaMazon. Okay, go ahead. What do you got? Go ahead. Excellent. So Rashi defines, get it down. Please, Akiva, get everything down. The phrase Dvarim HaBoyim Achmas HaSuda means Lelafis is a pas. That is Rashi Shita. Dvarim HaBoyim Achmas HaSuda means Lelafis is a pas. That is Rashi Shita. Toys going to argue. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, let's go. Vlo Nehira. Lelafis is a pas. Uses a relish as guacamole. Go ahead. That's how he defines Machmas Asud. Dvarim Machmas Asud is lafis is a pas. That's the way Rashi defines it. Go ahead. Hello, what? It's wrong. Go ahead. Deem Cain. You got it there? Yeah. Go ahead. Let's go. Let's go. Hello, Nahira.
Deem
Cain.
Deem
Cain. We already know this. It's a Mishnah. Go ahead. What's the Chiddush? What's a chiddush? A great kasha. How do you define? Get it down, Shmuel. What is Dvarim Achmas Asud according to Rashi? Lelaf is a pas. It's a Mishnah. So let's give six terutzim. Get it down. Okay? Six terutzim to answer this kasha on Rashi. Okay? Can't leave it hanging. All six terutzim, Tosfos obviously did not like. But let's go. Number one. Rashi says, no problem at all. What are you asking on me? Comes along the Merume Sada, and he says, Rashi is referring to the following. Darkum, things that are derech lalafis apas. Rapapas mean machadish, that even things that are not what malafis apas, but as long as they're derech, like peanut butter. You know, some guys like to eat peanut butter out of the spoon? They don't put it on bread. Peanut butter is like a what? Like a liftin. Peanut butter is a liftin. The chiddush of rapapas is even if I don't eat it on the bread, if I eat it out of the spoon, I don't need a shahako on the peanut butter. That is what rapapas come to machadish. So Rashi looks back to tell you, says, what are you asking me? It's a Mishnah. Rav Papa is saying more than the Mishnah. Rav Papa is saying when you eat a tuffle thing separately, when you eat it what? Usually peanut butter is on the bread, you eat it out of the spoon. You got that? That's the Chiddush of Rav Papa. That's number one. That's the Chiddush. The Mishnah just says Ikar Potus HaTuffle. Rav Papa is adding on to the Mishnah. Even if you don't put it on the bread. Even if you don't put it on the bread, but it's usually lafis apas, I don't need a bracha. Okay. That's the first terz. Number two, or hachama. Say for Orachama. You got me? Nate, you with me? Second terz. The Orachama says the following. Says the Orachama, I would have thought that pas does not potter the thing that is tuffle to it, only if it blends in to make mazon svia. You know what mazon svia is? To fill you up. If it's to fill you up, like pas itself. But peros, which come only for what? That come only for like kinuach and not for mazon, I would think those are not tuffle of pas. Rav Papa says, if I put the cantaloupe, if I put the melon, if I put the honeydew on the bread, then it's considered to be lafis apas, even though it is not called mazon. Even though it's not called mazon. But it is put on the bread for that, therefore it is considered to be what? It is considered to be tuffel apas, and that is what Rashi stresses. Did you see those words in Rashi? What does Rashi say to your maskal ain? What does he say? Look, I'm quoting it. Hilka komidi bein mazon bein peiris. Shevion le lifton. Fits in beautifully. You're putting the peiris to be lifton. Hilka komidi. You're bringing them as lifton. The watermelon, the cantaloupe, the honeydew, you're using as lifton. That's what a pop is machadish. Okay. Even things that are not le mazon, you say ikar potus
hatafel. No dips are mazon.
What'd you say?
No dips are mazon. Sure. Is not mazon.
Sure, they might be. No, they, no, 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 let's say, but they give you satiation. They give you satiation. They give you. I understand, but it's not lekinuach. It's not lekinuach. It's not dessert oriented. It's not. It's yeah. Hummus. No, no. It is hummus. Let's say in tahini. Yeah. That's what we want to argue. That's what he wants to say. Okay. I hear the svara very much that it's not lekinuach. I hear what you're bothered by, Nate, but you can hear the svara that's kinuach, and that's where a papa's coming to machadish. Iker potas atavos only the things that are like what peanut butter jelly, but things that are what that things are not lamuzzle like peiris. If you put them on bread, yes, that's the diuk in Rashi. Get it down. Kol midi, I thought it was a beautiful diuk. Kol midi muzzle ben peiris yevil leliftun. You're incorporating to become lifted. I have a new chiddush. Melon is a new dip. Melon is a new dip. Watermelon is a new dip. Cantaloupe's a new dip. Comes from a pup and says, don't worry about it. I don't need a bracha. That's number two. I can't hear you. That's the orachama. That's the second teretz. Number three. Let's go. Follow this. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah v'dirmaska v'nirin. He says a different shot. He says, you know what Rashi's talking about? Beautiful. You're eating. This is the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah v'dirmaska v'nirin. He says the Michael was eaten with the bread, stuffed with pas, no problem. Problem is that the Michael that you're eating is stuffed with pas. I continue to eat from the peanut butter tokasuda when I finished up all my bread. I love peanut butter so much. Where's the bread? The chiddush is that you still don't eat a bracha, even though the bread's already in your belly. You continue to eat the Jiffy or the Skippy, whatever it is, right? You continue to eat that. I forgot the third one. There's a Jeffy. What's the third one? I forgot it. The third, peanut butter? Whatever it is, you're continuing to eat it when the bread's already gone. The chiddush is, I don't need a bracha. That's what Papa's bringing to the table. What'd you say? Because the nitziv is while the bread's still there. The bread's still in front of you, you're eating out of a spoon. The third chiddush is the bread's all gone. And you still eat from the what? From the peanut butter. Still you don't need a bracha. That's the Talmid Rabbani that says Pshat and Rashi. Interesting chiddush, no? Okay. That's number what? That's number three. Four, let's get it. Who says we ever leave Rashi hanging, right? Number four, you got this? Now this kasha, other Rishonim ask on what, not just on what, other Rishonim ask this kasha, and they ask the kasha, each one according to the sugya, but every one of these answers you can give for Rashi, and that's what I'm adding on. Number four, Balamor. The Balamor says that you might have thought the Mishnah is only talking about a situation where the stuff's in front of you. Meaning the bread is in front of you when you said the bread and peanut butter is in front of you when you said the bracha v'amotzi. What happens if it's in the fridge? Let's say the peanut butter is in the fridge when you said amotzi. Maybe I would have thought it doesn't work. When you bring the peanut butter out, you need a shahakal. Kamash Mlan, it comes Rapapa and says what? It's still good. That's number four. That's the Balamor. Even if it was not in front of you, b'shas habracha, and you had no das on it, I don't know. Maybe you're gonna have plain bread. Then you say, you know what? Come on, I gotta have something on this bread after you taste it. Kamash malan, it's still good. That's the chiddush.
That's not even a chiddush. It's just against our gemara.
No, it's not. Why is it against our gemara? That's a chiddush of Rapapa. That's Rapapa's being mechadish. That's this first window of Rapapa. Dvarim amachmas is not strange at all. That's the chiddush. That's a balamor. Dibra masko hilchasa. Number five. You know what the Rashba says? He says there is no chiddush. There is no chiddush. Rapapa said three chiddushim this year. The first one is pashut. The first one was just introduced. Second and three in a chanami. He would say back to Taisus. He would say, you know what? There is no chiddush in the first din. He was introducing the other ones. Dvarim shalobach masuna and dvarim akrasuda. That's number two and three. And then number what? Number six. You ready? There is a bit of a chiddush. Maybe you would have thought only things that the derech is to eat them with pas is nifter with birkas apas. This is the Rashba. Okay? The fifth and sixth are the Rashba. The sixth answer we're saying is from the Rashba is that there's a little bit of a chiddush. If it wasn't for Lamaisa Rapapa, I would have thought things are only the derech to eat with pas or putter with amotzi. Rapapa's being mechadesh, even things that you don't really eat with pas, but you eat them together, the pas really potters them. It's a little bit like the nitziv, no?
It's normally not eaten with pas.
Yes, normally it's not eaten with pas. Normally it's not eaten with pas. Or a papa's mechadesh, I don't care. As long as you physically eat them with the pas, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be what we say what? What we say is ikar patur satafel. Is that like the, is that you think like the nitziv's answer?
No.
Well, what was the first answer of the nitziv? That this sug...
That's
even if you're not, yeah, you're right. I agree with you. I agree with you guys. I think these are six distinct answers. Okay, you're right, because that was eating the spoon, eating the peanut butter out of the spoon. It's not the same answer. I don't know, but isn't it like the one with the? Isn't it like the second one with the rachama? Remember, he said kol midi. You know, I think it's very similar to the second answer. Well, he said anything. Kol midi bein muzun bein peiris. No, he said no. The second answer was kol midi bein muzun bein peiris, Nate. So this is also saying no, things that are not.
That was specifically peiris. This is saying anything.
Anything you mean? Anything in the world? What would it be? What else is left? What else is left is not peiris, and you don't eat with bread. What else is left? Anything? You're saying okay. You're saying this answer is a little bit different. I mean, that answer was only peiris. You mean? What'd you say? This is.
Anything.
Okay, good. You guys are saying good. Fine. These are six answers to answer that first question. You got it?
Sam Loki missed the second answer.
I can't hear you. What?
I Loki missed the second answer. I'll repeat it.
Yes. The second answer was the Orachama. The Orachama. What are you saying, Loki?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It's a standard Lashon.
What is the Orachama? What is the Orachama? Loki's a Lashon in Mishnah, in Ksubis, and in Makis. Loki, the Mishnah is Loki Ella. Lashon is the Lashon of Mishnah. Okay, now listen to this. Come on, guys, let's get this. What does the Orachama say? The Orachama says, Sam, this is the second answer. Yeah. He says that pas only patas things that are blended into muslin and soveya, like pas itself. But mine peris are like kinuach, they would not be tufel of pas. Comes a pup and says they are. That's what Rashi says, kol midi ben muslin ben peris. So I'm saying that's very similar to this last answer. You know what I mean? Because the last answer is Republic of Mechadish, even things are not the derech to eat them with the pas, but as long as you eat them with pas, Lamais is. That's what I'm saying, Lamais is, you know. I guess you're saying the sixth answer is more expansive than this, than the second answer. You know what I mean? The second answer is, it's not the derech, Lamais. Second answer is not the derech, but it does get included, Lamais. Does get included. He brings Kol Midi Ben Paris, Ben Kinua, Ben Muslim Ben Paris. I still think they're pretty similar. Okay, I think the second answer and the sixth answer. But I hear what you're saying, Shmuel. You're saying that it covers mamish everything. You're saying mamish covers everything. Okay, I don't know. It seems like the second answer is saying the same thing. He says also it's not a little Muslim. It's not a Muslim. So, you know, you might have thought, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe it's just never. Okay, could be. All right, back to Toysus now. Let's go.
Doesn't the Orachama also make the point of it has to be only bread?
No, he doesn't say that. He just says, quotes the Rashi, Kol Mine, he says, Gam Peris Peturim Min HaBracha, Kol Mine Peris. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even if it's not coming Las Bia, it's considered Tfeilim Min HaPas. That's what he wants to Taina. Okay? That's the Chiddush. All right. Yes. Go ahead, Sam. Let's go. So we're questioning whether the second and sixth answer are the same. Maybe the sixth one's a little bit more expansive. Go ahead. Vaita, back to Toysus, guys. Let's go. Go ahead. Next one, next kasha. Oh, go ahead. Oh, so what's a kasha? What did the Gemara ask? What did the Gemara ask very soon? The Gemara said that yain pas should also take care of, right? But what's the kasha? If you're drinking wine, if the whole theme of the Gemara is what? Dvarim abay machmas asuda. No, what is the whole theme of the Gemara according to Rashi? Dvarim machmas asuda means what? That it's tuffle to it. If it's tuffle to it, then what's going on here? When you're drinking the wine separately, it's not tuffle to the pas. That's what it means. Va'ana binina tuffle pas. I mean, Rashi set up the whole Gemara as being dvarim machmas asuda because it's tuffle. It's not tuffle. You can't read the Gemara straight. According to Rashi, what's the Gemara's kasha? That's Tosis kasha. What is the Gemara's kasha, according to Rashi? If it all mechanics are being tuffle, it's not a kasha. The yain's not being tuffle to it, Shmuel. It's separate. You're drinking it. That's what Toys is asking in Rashi. Read again. Second kasha. My kasha. Go ahead. Vote kasha. Read again the second kasha. Go ahead. Vote. What kind of kasha is that? Go ahead. It's not tuffle pas, but I thought the whole mechanics of the Gemara of Anan what? That's the whole mechanics of the Gemara, says Rashi. Go ahead, the Ain Lafarge, don't try to save Rashi. Kamar. Maybe you're soaking the bread in wine, maybe that's what the Gemara's talking about, which would make it what? The Havile what? That would make it tuffle. So that's a good answer, maybe. Why can't you say it? What do we always say when you say Ein Lafarsh? Where's the key word you got to look for? Daha or a letter da? There, to say what's why it's wrong, right? Remember I always say that when you learn Toises? Ein Lomar Ein Lafarsh? What's the key word you got to look for? He gives you a proposal and he says daha because this is wrong. That's why it's wrong. Daha, go ahead. Go ahead. Why? There's the word. Daha because. We never find that you say a bruch on wine when it's soaked in. So that's absolutely wrong. Elevadai?
We never find what?
We never find that when I soak bread in wine, you have to say a break break off it on the wine. It's just bread. That's all it is.
Yeah, that would make sense because we're saying it's humble.
I understand, but what's the Gemara challenging? What is the Gemara's kasha there? The Gemara's kasha is there that what? That what? What do we say? That yayin what? It's just all a whole paspo trusim, right? But what is the premise of the Gemara? That yayin gets its own bracha, which is the answer. Garin bracha latzmo, yes?
Right.
So if it's really soaked in wine, it doesn't get its own bracha. That would be, it doesn't fit the Gemara. The Gemara is obviously talking about a case where you're not soaking the bread in wine. Because that would not what fit the Gemara when it says goveh bracha latzmo. I understand that. But the Gemara's case is such that when it's got to be the same case. The Gemara doesn't switch the case from the Havamin and the Maskan. It's the same case. Obviously, the case is where you're drinking separate wine. It's not soaked together because the answer to the Gemara doesn't fit. It's a good aura you're bringing up. But when you talk about Havamin and Maskan, you don't switch the cases. It's always the same case. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what Tosis means. Ella what? So he can't be talking about you needed the Gemara challenges. You should say a separate Brei Pirei Gavin when you soak it. There's no separate Brei Pirei Gavin when you soak it, right? So obviously that's not the case. It's a separate bottle of wine. You got it? Ella, go ahead. I want you to get this. It's a good exercise. The Tyson in the you learn how to learn the Tysis. Ella, what? Yeah, we're talking about separate bottle of wine. So it's a great kasha. What's a kasha? If you learn the mechanics, it's based on Tuffle. What on earth is Rashi? How does Rashi learn the kasha of the Gemara? Nate, you got me? Tosis doesn't answer it yet. We're gonna get to Tosis shot, God willing. But this is the second kasha on Rashi. First kasha we gave 6 day roots, and what about this kasha? I only found one teretz. Let's get it. The sefer Shlema Mishnasai. It's a great sefer, one of the Goli Achronim. Says why can't Rashi learn the Gemara? Shlema Mishnasto. Shlema Mishnasal. Shlema like Shlom. You know the same letters. Shlema Mishnasal. The Shlema what? Had what in the Gemara?
We had that one.
Shalman we had. Salman.
Yeah, that his learning was complete.
Didn't say Shlem Mishnasa. It said Salman. He made Shalom Ben HaTalmidim. No? Wasn't that the Lashon?
The teachings were also Shalom.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I don't remember. I forgot it, Lamaisa. He said what? He said, yeah, Shlem Mishnasa. You're right, I'm wrong. Shlem Mishnasa. Excellent, Shmuel. I'm wrong. If it'd be Moira Lemes, you're wrong. Okay, now listen to this. You know what the Shlema Mishnasa says? No problem. What does Taisa say later in the Gemara? What does Taisa say later in the Gemara? You tell me. Taisa Dir Maskel says the following. He says the Sefer Shlema Mishnasa, he says, Hipirish Gepirish at Taisa, Gam Bedas Rashi. How does Taisa learn the Gemara? Taisa learns the Gemara, Lamaisa, that we're talking about a situation that Taisa says, the question of the Gemara is, why do we drink yain in the Suda? Because what is drinking done? Why do people drink during the Suda? I mentioned in the beginning of Shir.
Wash it down,
exactly. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara's Kasha is the only reason why you're drinking in the Suda is because to wash it down. If that's the case, then why shouldn't the pas pot to the wine? Why can't Rashi learn the Gemara like that? Everything is tuffle, Amaisa. If everything is tuffle, fine, let that also be tuffle. Can't you say tuffle can extend its tentacles to soaking? What's the theory behind what? Not saying a bruch on drinks when you have a meal. Because I want to soak it down. Isn't that another manifestation of what tuffle is? Why can't you learn the Gemara like that? Rashi would stir back and tell you, what are you talking about? That whole theory of why you don't need a bruch on things you drink because to soak it down is based on the mechanics of what of tuffle. And that's how I'm learning the Gemara. Tvarma boy machmas asuda. I thought it was a very nice shot. That's a way you could save Rashi. You're right, the case of the Gemara is a bottle, a separate bottle. You're not soaking it in. You're not soaking the bread and wine. Of course. But the notion of drinking a separate bottle of wine while you're having a bread meal is because you want to soak it down. If you want to soak it down, why is a bracha putter on the stuff you're drinking? Because it's a mechanic of what? Of tuffel. CM, you got this?
I don't understand how it's a question on Rashi and not a question on just the push-up shot of the Gemara.
Because the push-up shot of the Gemara is not saying, and I'm going to spill the beans already, how does Tosis define Dvarim Baboy Machmas Asuda? Rashi defined it as being what? Lalafis is a pas. How does Tosis define it? Things that, but they blend in that they're Muslim. They're Muslim-oriented things. If they're Muslim-oriented things, they blend in the meal, and that's why the bracha covers it. Not because the laf is a pas. So because it's things that blend in the meal, so pas should be able to cover what? Wine as well. Because why are you drinking the wine? Why are you drinking the wine? To soak it down. So that's how Tois Masber the Gemara.
How does that make it
laf is a pas? Because laf is a manifestation of tuffel, ikar and tuffel. So therefore, Rashi will say, extend that also to the soaking period. That's not crazy. Let it fall under the umbrella.
I understand that.
But how does he understand the kasha of the Gemara? Because he understands that lav is a pas also will cover be under the umbrella of something that you drink that soaks.
Yeah, you can do that. Lav is a pas means a dip. You can't explain it. It's a totally different shot.
I don't think it's totally a different shot at all. You can extend it to be under the rubric Iker Potes HaTafel. Iker Potes HaTafel, according to Rashi, he says lav is a pas, but also will extend to include things you do to soak the food down, which is namely beverages and even wine. That's what he wants to say. I thought it was a good answer. Otherwise, it's a very hard kasha.
Does that make it tuffel, or does that just make it...
Yes, we call that lalaf is a pas. That is Rashi's version of lalaf is a pas. That will include even beverages too as well. I hear what you're bothered by, but he's extending, and that's why I said it's under the tentacles of this umbrella. It's spreading the tentacles of what the concept ikar and tuffel is. You follow what I'm saying? That's the chiddush, the Shlomi Mishnasal. That's the only answer I saw to this kasha. But I don't think it's such a bad... I hear what you're bothered by, but I don't think it's so bad. I really don't think it's so bad. Because Lamaisa, the bottom line is that what? Rashi's working with Iker Potes HaTafel, and that's what the soaking theory is really all about. Okay? Perhaps. Tosis is bothered by what... Tosis is bothered exactly what you're saying. That's a stretch. But I'm saying, to answer up Rashi, we're making an extension, and that's what he's saying for Shlomi Mishnasal wants to say. Okay? What you're bothered by is what Tosis is bothered. Tosis doesn't buy that answer, obviously, because he asked the Akasha. You're saying good. So we had six answers to the first Kasha, and how many answers to the second one?
One.
Viter, go ahead. Third Kasha. Let's go. Third Kasha. Va'od. Go ahead. Let's go. Go ahead, Sam. Come on. Va'od Kasha. Go ahead. Va'od Kasha.
Va'od Kasha.
Yes. Third Kasha. Go ahead. Now, this one's a little tricky. I'll tell you why. Go ahead. Because he go ahead, vote Kasha, and then he quotes Rashi verbatim. Sam, let's go. Go ahead, vote Kasha. Mashapir is Rashi. Right, the porridge, the beets, the cabbage, which are not lifting, which are coming to sustain you. Go ahead. They require brach lifnim. The lav what?
The lav
tefillin. Excellent. Umiyu?
Umiyu, however.
So that's a quote from Rashi. You're waiting for the kasha. It's not a kasha yet. It's very strange. He goes, alone here, and he quotes Rashi verbatim. So you're waiting for the kasha. Well, he didn't say the kasha yet. Go ahead. Umiyu?
Umiyu.
Dimine? Excellent. Now, this is the kasha. Alone here. That's why I say it's a little tricky, this third one. He quotes Rashi, it's usually rare. He quotes, you know, he asks directly on Rashi. Here he quotes him, and then he asks. Go ahead, Veloni Hira. Oh, where is that Mishnah? Membezim and Aleph. You potter the bread, it potters the parparis, is the butterflies, meaning the pastries, fancy pastries. Go ahead. I guess they used to make them like that. They also put you in they put you in a good mood, like butterflies. That's what the Gemara says. Uba Gemara Mefarish. Go ahead. Go ahead. Gemara Mefarish.
Uba Gemara Mefarish. Who hadin? Bracha.
Kol Maisa what?
Kol
Any porridge it includes. Go ahead. So what's his kasha, Lamaisa? So what's his kasha? Yeah, what's the kasha?
So the kasha is, how could Rashi say that?
What? How did Rashi define Dvarim Shelo Machmas Asud are what? Are these things? When what? When we say in the Mishnah, it says that the Mishnah covers everything. And one of them is porridge. Maisa Kedera is porridge. So his mom is against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it covers it, and Rashi defining these as Shelo, Dvarim Shelo, Ba Machmas Asud? It's a Pella. Shmuel, you got that kasha?
I did.
Oh, so what do we answer to that? Two Terutzim. Get it down. Yes, Nate. You got the kasha?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the kasha. How could Rashi define Dvarim Shelo Machmas Asud as being porridge? It says Maisa Kedera is parparis, includes Maisa Kedera. Pot is everything. Okay. So I want to offer two Terutzim in this kasha. The Sefer HaShlomo is one of the Rishonim, Dir Maska Omar, says like this.
Where is this Rashi that he's asking on? Which Rashi is it?
This Rashi is right there. Right there, Dir Maska Shalom Machmas Asuda. Right there. I'm glad he asked me that. You never bashfully ask anything. Shalom Machmas Asuda says, Kagon, Daisa, Chen Kruv, Yitrodin, Shein Aliftin. I'm glad he asked me.
Got it.
Okay, I should have told you that. It's right there. You got this? So what do you say to this? How do you answer this kasha? It's a great kasha. So says the Sefer HaShlomo, you ready? That the Mishnah was talking about Parperis or Maisa Kedera that was in front of a Mishas HaBracha. That's what it potters. But Rav Papa came along and says, even after the Bracha, it came after the Bracha, it also potters. Yes, the Mishnah talking about it was on the table when he said a Motzi. It's on the table, the Parperis and the Maisa Kedera are on the table when he said a Motzi. That's what the Mishnah, that's all the Mishnah said. But Rav Papa's being mechadish that it was brought to the table after Hamotzi was said. That's not the Sefer HaShlomo, says Rashi would turn back and answer Tosis.
The question is, what is Rav Papa adding here?
No. The question is that Rav Papa, Lamaisa, said a tremendous chiddush. What was Rav Papa's chiddush? Divrei Rav Papa is what? What did Rav Papa say by Dvarim Abayim Shalom Machmas Asuda? You tell me, Nate. You say a bracha lefneim and bracha achreim. How can you say a bracha lefneim? The Mishnah says you don't say a bracha. It potters it.
Right.
It's not that what he's mechadish. He's against the Mishnah.
So this is a question on Rav Papa, not a question on Rashi.
It's a question on Rashi, how he defined Rav Papa, Dvarim Shalom, Achmas Asuda. Yes, because Rashi defined Shalom, Achmas Asuda, smack against the Mishnah.
To me, like the answer should be that the Maisa Kedera is talking about when it's on the table, when it's on the table, it's the Emotzi, but you don't say Rav Papa's talking about something else, you just say that's what the answer is.
Yeah, the answer is exactly that. The Mishnah was talking about a case where the stuff was on the table during a Motzi. Rav Papa was talking about a case where it was not on the table. That's correct. Okay. That's exactly the answer. You see, the first kasha was what he's being machadish. The third kasha is Rav Papa's against the din. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to make a chiluk. I'm glad you brought that out. You follow me? The first kasha was what was the chiddush of Rav Papa? It's a Mishnah. The third kasha is Rav Papa's against the din. It's against the Mishnah. Shmuel, you got it?
Yeah, how is that? Doesn't that work with the Rashba?
What do you mean? How does that work with the Rashba?
Not how. Doesn't that work?
Which Rashba?
The Rashba explaining Rashi.
That was the first kasha.
Yes,
that was talking about Dvarim Aboyim. Remember, that was talking about Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda. Don't confuse it. Please don't confuse it. That first kasha was talking about Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda. The third kasha is focused on Dvarim Shelo Machmas Asuda. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to keep in mind, Rav Papa had three chidushim, please. Dvarim Machmas Asuda, Shalom Machmas Asuda, and Achar Asuda. You got that? The first kash is focusing on Machmas Asuda. Right. The third kash is focusing on Shalom Machmas Asuda. You got that? Okay. Excellent. Go ahead. Oh, one more answer for the second kasha. Please get it. Then it.
First one.
Yes. The first one, the Sefer HaShlomo answers that when the Mishnah said that Pas Patras Parperis, and which is Maisa Kedera is talking about when the stuff was on the table when you said a motzi. Rav Papa says that you need a brach on those, according to Rashi. He's talking about a case where the stuff was not on the table when you said a motzi. That's the Sefer HaShlomo's answer. That's the first answer. Nate, clear? You got it? Then there's a second answer from the Merum Esada, the Netziv. The second answer from the Merum Esada is that Birkas HaPas Patras Maisa Kedera only if you have Kavana. Only if you have Kavana will it work. Rashi says.
That's according to the Gemara?
That's according to Rashi in Rav Papa. That the Mishnah only works if you have Kavanah. And Rav Papa is not a case where you did not have Kavanah. It's a lot like when we said, you know, with Brei Pri Adama, Chozer Varachazah, Chozer Varachazah. Remember we had that answer? Remember we said, according to Rashi, even if you had Kavanah, it wouldn't work? But Lamaisa, if you have Kavanah, Lamaisa, and some Rishon, the Rabbeinu Yonah said it would work. The Mishnah had a case where you had Kavanah. When you said, Amotzi, I want a pot of the porridge. But Rav Papa is talking about a case where you did not have Kavanah. And therefore, it's talking about a different case completely. So the Mishnah, don't ask me from the Mishnah. Mishnah talking about Kavanah when you said, Amotzi, pot of the Kederu. It doesn't pot him in Dvarim Abayim Machmas Suda automatically. Because it's Dvarim Abayim Shalom Machmas Suda, according to Rashi. So, Lamaisa, if you have Kavanah, it would work. That's the Mishnah. And Mem Bezim and Alf, Sam, you follow me? In our case, you don't have what? In our case, what are we talking about? Where you did not have Kavanah. That's what Papa is talking about. But how do you define Dvarim Abayim Shalom Machmas Asuda? Kagon Daisa, Vikruv. That's what Rashi says. Okay.
Those things are doubtful when you have Kavanah.
You mean you find it difficult to say the Mishnah talking about case we had Kavanah?
No, I don't think it's difficult at all. I just think it's weird that Rashi now brings in examples of things you wouldn't have Kavanah about.
Not necessarily.
Why would you not?
Because if you're a believer in defining Shalom Machmas Asuda, then why would I have Kavanah on that? There are really things that don't blend into the Suda. So if the things that really don't blend into the Suda, you know, maybe.
So it's an example of something that doesn't blend into the Suda that you would have Kavanah about.
Normally you wouldn't. The Mishnah's talking about a case where you did have Kavanah. For some reason, you had Kavanah. But normally you wouldn't, I'm saying to you. Okay? That would be the nature. That would be the
really
that would be the natural. What'd you say?
It's just really, he says Tardin and Kruv, and for no reason. He says,
no, but I'm saying those are things that lend themselves where you will not have Kavanah. Mishnah's talking about a case where you had Kavanah, but the norm is that you will not have. And that's what a Papa's bringing out. When you don't have, you're going to need a Bracha Lifnayan. When you don't have in mind,
my problem is that it says dice the charge of the crew. She ain't on the lefton ubayin lazer on the surface. It seems to imply it's not.
Like I understand, but
it's not for the reason. It's because it's coming.
I understand, but Rashi's defining that as dvarim shelo machmas asuda if they're coming to Muslim. Rashi is a very rigid version of machmas asuda. It's only liftin. Anything that's not liftin, even though it's coming to Muslim, Rashi doesn't buy that. We don't paskin like Rashi. That's why you're bothered by it. But we don't paskin. But Rashi knows boyin lamazon is really divorced from the bread.
I'm bothered by the fact that we just said that Rashi defines it. Lo machmas asuda, right, is all these stuff. But the Gemara says that there's a maisa kedera, so it seems to be saying that they're arguing, right? The way Rashi's
Mishnah says that bread patas maisa kedera, correct?
Right. Seems like they're arguing. So the reason that we're saying they're not arguing is because the Papa's talking about a case where there's no kavanah.
Yes.
And the Mishnah's talking about a case with kavanah.
Yes.
And the Rashi goes, for example, a case that there's not this kavanah, that's Tardin, Daisa, and Kruv.
Right.
Well, I'm saying why give us those three examples of those are the three things that we wouldn't have kavanah on?
Because I'm saying in Rashi's mind, those things are not boyin machmas asuda. So it's natural
everything is almost not machmas asuda according to Rashi.
If it's not liftin, you're
so
right.
Why those three things?
It's kigon. Those are examples. Because he wants to tell you, maybe answer your. He's trying to be mazri you. Don't get hoodwinked by the fact that it's mazon that is connected with the bread. The fact that it's mazon, it's still divorced from bread. Anything that's not liftun is called Dvarim Shelo Machmas Asuda.
That's like a side schedule.
You're bringing out the point that we don't hold like Rashi, but Rashi is bringing out this chiddush. That's the chiddush. You're making out a good point, but that's the chiddush that comes out. Okay, Vaiter now. So we just covered the three kashas. First kash we had 6 terutzim. Second kash we had 1 terutz. Third kash we had how many? 2 terutzim. And again, as I always stress, Tosh didn't buy any of these terutzim because he asks us in a kasha. And because of these kashas, what does he say? He offers a new pshat. Let's go. Go ahead, Sam.
Question,
what'd you say?
The fourth question.
Well, let's see what he says. Go ahead. Let's read. Go ahead. Now, read on now, Rashi. Dvarim haragilim. Go ahead. Dvarim haragilim lamaisa. Go ahead. So what does that mean? What does that mean? There's a new point of toast. I hope you put a colon there. A big period. Don't put a colon, big period. Okay, this starts a new comment. Go ahead. Dvarim haragilim lavo lachar asuda. Go ahead. Read again.
Dvarim haragilim lavo lachar asuda.
What is that? That's the last window. Yes? That was the third window of Rav Papa. Yes? Go ahead.
If you hear me, I said,
even if you would have those things, b'tocha suda shalom what?
Shalom
machmas liftin. They're not a dip. Go ahead. They're not a relish. They're not a guacamole. Go ahead. Excellent. The lav what? Correct.
So the Heineke Rav Sheshes.
That's exactly like Rav Sheshes. Who is Rav Sheshes Shita? Go ahead, Damar Lel. Wasn't Rav Sheshes the third Shita? Mm-hmm. No, he wasn't. He was the second Shita. No, he was against Rav Chiya. I think Rav Sheshes in the Gemara was the second Shita. First he had who? First he had Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, right? And then he had Rav Sheshes. But Rav Sheshes said, Nina Bracha Lefneim Bracha Achrayim, right? That's exactly, Rav Papa turns out to be exactly like Rav Sheshes in the third window. Go ahead. So this is really not a kasha, Nate. This is what? Go ahead. This is really not a kasha. This is a statement. Go ahead. He thinks, go ahead, the law of Havi what? The way you've set it up, Rashi, go ahead, Havi what? Then that's not La Halacha. Because what did I say in the previous Tosas? Two Tosas earlier. Who do we paska like? Excellent. Go ahead. Da'akaimalan. We don't hold like Rav Sheshes. And you're associating Rav Papa with Rav Sheshes.
That's a kasha.
I don't think it's a kasha. I don't agree with the way you're saying it. I don't agree with it because it's lokil. Okay. All right. You want to say it as a kasha? It's not a kasha. It's just a big deal. Big deal. That's because you're Shita. You paskin like that. Maybe Rashi says, I don't paskin like that. Maybe I paskin like Rav Sheshes. And maybe the reason why I paskin like Rav Sheshes, which I remember I said when we first read the Gemara? Remember I said when I first read the Gemara that Rav Papa seemed to be supporting Rav Sheshes? Is that fair to say that what Tosa said, that he gangs up Rav Huna, Rav Nachman against Rav Sheshes 2-1? If Rav Papa's like him, remember I said he was a later Amora? Maybe in Rashi didn't buy that.
You're saying only way to kasha is if everyone
exactly. If you accept that premise. Okay, go ahead. If you accept that premise, but maybe I don't accept that premise. Go ahead. Kid appreciates what? What's Kid appreciates? The end of that Tosa Maskal Ella, 2 Tosa before. Shmuel, are you with me on that?
Yes.
That's what he means. Can it be Shlel? Go ahead. So it's a good... I hear what you're saying, Nate. I'm just saying, I didn't view it as a kasha. I didn't view it as a kasha because who says Rashi has to say like that? It's kind of like what I said in the Gemara.
I answered it, right?
Maybe I asked Nate that question during Seder. Nate said that it's because that it is a kasha and it's like kind of like a... everyone agrees that if there's a... We pass like the rope, so
I'm challenging that by saying we read the Gemara yesterday. I'm challenging that by saying there is no Rove. It's 2-2. Because Rav Papa's like Rav Sheshes.
But we already said that Rav Papa comes in later. So
I understand that. First of all, that's Tosa's rule. And he wasn't so much later. First of all, that was Tosa's rule again that said that. Possibly. Who says Roger said that rule? And Rav Papa wasn't so late.
Okay?
Yeah, so I'm saying that whole premise is wrong. It's not 2-1. It's 2-2. So if you guys want to call it a kasha, I agree with you. Call it a kasha and I'll give you the answer. The answer is Rashi Lishutoso. You want to say it like that, you can say it like that. That's my answer. I didn't see anyone address it as a kasha because I think if they're saying what I said. It's not a kasha. But you're saying good. You guys are saying good. Al-Kain, go ahead. But because of all these kashas, go ahead. Now we have to make sure that Tosa's not a hypocrite. You know what that means? What do I mean when Tosa's not a hypocrite?
He's Lishutoso.
No, that his shot that he offers will not be what the kasha yes on Rashi fall like a domino. Go ahead. Al-Kain?
Okay.
Let's go. Come on. Al-Kain? Ah! Go ahead. Ah! Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Ah! Below what? Kaven? The chicken, the meat, they all come to, even though you eat a fried nut when you guys are eating, you didn't eat it with the challah, but they come with the pas. Go ahead. Wait, they came in the mishum, read again. Came in the him and mishum what? Excellent. Aval what? Now, when he says lav is a pas, he doesn't mean like Rashi's version. He means it, well, I want you to get that down in your notes. He means his version. His version means that it blends with the meal, you know, the muzzle. Go ahead. Tune in broccoli. He doesn't mean lav is like Rashi, that's a relish.
I thought it was, he is saying that, but he's saying that, like, he's saying, just like I mean, to find it before this whole machlokes, tomorrow you're born, you know, when they're not coming to be dips, you know, we defined it earlier.
Okay, but what I mean to say is that they're totally in a different category.
Right,
they don't
right.
They don't fit his definition, they don't fit Rashi's. Correct, you're right. Go ahead. Go and read again. Could go tomorrow.
Remind him.
Come on, come on, come on. Tomorrow, remind him. Okay, go on. Tomorrow, remind him with sharp pairs.
The sharp pairs.
Go ahead. Excellent. Vahainu. Oh, exactly. And that's like the Tarm Rimonim that Rav Huna said you need a bracha for him, but not Nacharein. Yes? So how does Tosa say this? So let's go now. Let's see how the kashas fall like a domino. What were the three kashas? What were the three kashas? What was number one? What was the Chiddush? Ikar Tovas Apotos and Mishnah. That's all you hold like Rashi. That is the Lav is a Bas. According to us, what's the definition of Dvarim Boim Machmas Asuda? Things that are what? Like meat, fish. Those things are not what? Ikar and Tuffle. Rav Papa is telling you a big Chiddush. Yes, the chicken and meat are not Tuffle, but they're still butter because they blend in with the theme of the meal, Muslim. Yes? Mm-hmm. That's how that falls like a domino. Sam, you want me to say it again?
Yeah, but I'm saying that also is included, no?
No, Dvarim Boim Machmas Asuda, according to Tosfos, are defined as what? Buster, fish, not like guacamole, not peanut butter, like Rashi. So therefore, it's a Chiddush. The Mishnah was talking about peanut butter. The Mishnah was talking about guacamole. Rav Papa was Mechadish, that meat and chicken doesn't need a bracha.
It says
Tuffle, but that's tuffle. The, I know, but that's the Pashup Shad of Tuffle. Pashup Shad of Tuffle is stuff that is directly Tuffle to the bread. Chicken and meat, that's Rav Papa's Chiddush in the Mishnah. No one's ever going to tell you chicken and meat are Tuffle to the bread.
They're not.
But the Chiddush is, they blend into the meal. That's why they're putter. So that's number one, Kasha falls. What's number two, Kasha?
That was wine and Tuffle to bread.
What'd you say?
That was wine and Tuffle to bread.
The
iron. That Kasha falls away because he never defined it as being Laf and Zapas. The whole mechanic of the Gemara Rashi was Laf and Zapas. According to Tosfos, it's not Laf and Zapas. It's what things that are blended in the meal. So that Kasha doesn't even start, according to his pshat. What's number three?
Maisik
Deira. What's the answer to that? This is not Maisik Deira. Chicken and fish are not Maisik Deira, guys. The Mishnah is only talking about things that are dug on, right? Or parparis. That's what the Mishnah says it covers, Maisik Deira. Parparis, which is what Mini dug on, right? Mishnah didn't talk about Buster the dug on. That's what Papa's Chiddush. Because what was the whole kasha of Tosfos on Rashi? According to you, Rashi, the mechanic is tuffle.
Right.
Then what are you talking about? You can't be talking about bread soaked in wine. Because bread soaked in wine doesn't even need a bracha on the wine. So remember we said it's talking about separate wine. So he said, what's the kasha? If you're drinking it separately, it's not tuffle. But according to Tosfos, it's not an issue of tuffle. According to Tosfos, does it blend into your meal? Wine does blend into the meal. What does Tosfos learn? Soaking, right? I have to drink the stuff to soak the food, so that's why I shouldn't need a bracha. That's Tosfos L'Shitaso, right? And what's the third kasha fall away? The pasul in patas parperis, but it's not talking about parperis. Maisik Deira, what's it talking about? Meat and fish. And what about the fourth kasha? You guys thought it was a kasha. Why, according to Tosfos, it fit like a glove? Because we don't hold like Rav Sheshes. We hold like what? We like Rav Huna Rav Sheshes. And the Tamar Marimon get a bracha before, they don't get a bracha afterwards. Right? That's like Rav Nach. I'm sorry. He passed like Rav Nachman Rav Huna, not like Rav Sheshes. It fits beautifully, because that's exactly what he held. They have a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. That's Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Excellent. That's how you guys learn up at Tosfos. You follow me? Now get this down, Nate. Comes along the Prima Gaudim, amazing. He wants to get his 100%. He says, I want to summarize now. There are three Nakudas, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Amazing what he says. Three Nakudas. Number one. You ready? There are three Nakudas, says the Rosh Yosef. There are differences between Rashi and Tosfos. This is the Rosh Yosef in his Sefer. That Rosh Yosef, the Sefer, Prima Gaudim Sefer on Shas, is Rosh Yosef. We said that many times. Chulin, Brachas, the Prima Gaudim Sefer. It's okay, don't worry about it. Prima Gaudim Sefer on Shas. What's the note of Yudah Shas called?
Slach.
Correct. Here we go. Number one. There are three Nakudas, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Number one. You ready? Who, according to Rashi, who is Rav Papa hold like?
Sheshes.
Correct. Get it down. That Paris and the Suda require a bracha bein lifnei and bein acharein. Rav Papa is like Rav Sheshes. That is correct. You guys thought it was like a fourth kasha, okay? But that's what comes out from Rav Papa. That's exactly what comes out from Rav Papa, that he considers this to be a what? He's holding exactly like Rav Sheshes. Excellent. That, but Tosfos says that who does Rav Papa Paskin like? Rav Nachman and who else? Rav Huna. Correct. Excellent. Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. That you only need a bracha lifneim. Okay, but the way Rashi set it up is it comes out exactly like Rav Sheshes. Okay, because that's what Rashi said. That Dvarim Arugin Lachar Asuda Kamo Peiris. We said the Peiris. What did you say? Sure he does. That's the way he sets it up. He's talking. He's commenting on Rav Papa. He's commenting on Rav Papa. He's commenting on Rav Papa. It says V'hainu K'Rav Nachman Rav Huna D'Liel. He's commenting on Rav Papa. This is Rav Papa. Okay, that's number one. Number two. Got this? What happens if you eat porridge, basar, v'dagim, mitoch asuda? You tell me. Do you need a bracha rishon or not? Yes. If you eat porridge, basar, v'dagim, mitoch asuda, you tell me. According to Rashi, what's the din?
You need a
bracha rishona because Rashi defines those as being what? Dvarim abayim, shalom machmas asuda. They need a bracha rishona, no bracha achrona. Then she covers it. You got that? Whereas according to Tosfos, what's the din?
We're saying this is meat, eggs, and
maizei kedera? Yes. Meat, eggs, maizei kedera. Dice, basar, v'dagim. No, dice is... No, dice is the same thing as basar, v'dagim, according to him. It's not lifting. Dice, kruv, trodden, it could have said basar, v'dagim. Right, same thing. Dice is the same thing as maizei kedera.
Didn't we say that maizei kedera?
No, dice is always synonymous as maizei kedera. Same thing.
Okay.
So what comes out? What do you say according to that? According to Rashi, what do you say? Those are defined as Dvarim Shalom, Boyim Akhla Suda. They require a Bracha Rishona, and know what? No Bracha Achrona. What would Tosfos say on that? What does Tosfos call those? Correct, because he defines them as Dvarim Machmas Asuda. Excellent. Excellent, Nate. And therefore, there's no Bracha Rishona, no Bracha Achrona. Excellent. That's the second Nekuda where they argue. And number three, guys, let's go. What happens if we eat Daisa Basa V'dagim after the Suda? But before benching. What would you say to that? Before benching.
Oh, we didn't learn the last
Tosfos yet, but I'm spilling the beans.
Okay. Rashi says what?
No, Rashi says what? No, you would not say a bracha achrona. You would not say a bracha achrona. You would need a bracha rishona, not a bracha achrona. Well said. According to Tosfos, no, Tosfos would say what? You need a bracha rishona and a what? And a bracha achrona. Both. Tosfos says it's a new window. No. It's a new window, yes. What did it say in the Rav Papa?
Oh, Bisman is dead, maybe not.
No. We're talking about Rav Papa. We're talking about Bisman and Gemara.
Yeah, okay.
What did it say? Achar Suda, Tunin Bracha, Ben Lifnei, Ben Achran. Tosfos says, again, you didn't do it, but we're going to do it. Tosfos says what? Tosfos says you see a Bracha Rishona and a Bracha Achrona. According to Rashi, you would say a what? According to Rashi, you would say a Bracha Ra, because he says that Rav Papa. That Rav Papa holds like who? Holds like Rav Sheshes, Lamaisa, and it comes out that if you ate this stuff after the meal, Lamaisa, because what did Rashi define as after the meal? What did Rashi define as after the meal, Sam?
Didn't we just say we're talking about meat?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. What did Rashi say, Dvarim? How did Rashi describe Dvarim Achar Asuda? No, but how did he describe Dvarim Achar Asuda? Look at the Girsa. Dvarim Haragilim, Lavo Lachar Asuda, Gon Peiris.
Right.
Kigon Peiris.
Right.
But what happens if it's not Peiris? It's like meat and fish and Daisa. What would that be? You would need a Bracha Rishona. But you would not need a what? According to Rashi, you would not need a what? You would not need a Bracha what? Bracha Achrona. Correct. You would not need a Bracha Achrona. And on that, Tosfos argues and says, no. If you shift the what? The meat and fish to what? That window of Achar Asuda, which are normally Dvarim of what? Machmas Asuda in Tosfos' eyes. But if you shift them to after the Suda, what's the din? You need a Bracha Rishona and a what? And a Bracha Achrona. Benching would not help.
The bread no longer protects it.
What'd you say?
Bread no longer protects it.
Well said. The bread no longer protects it. With that in mind, let's see that Tosfos inside. Go ahead, Sam. Let's go.
How does it not put a Suda?
Because we take away the tables, everything. The table's been taken away. Everything's been taken away. I want to tell you something about this Halacha Lamaisa. I don't know if you've ever been at weddings. There are certain halls that they remove the table and everything, and people have a pastry thing at the dessert.
Yeah.
So Tosfos said that doesn't apply. We're going to get to it. It doesn't apply, Bisman Hazeh. Some posts can say it certainly does. Why shouldn't it apply? Your tables have been moved. So I want to give you there. Actually, it's an amazing thing. There are some poskim that say maybe you should need a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. Who says this? Shevet Alevi, please get it down. I know we're going to do it. I just want to say it to you outside. We're going to do the toys right now. The Shevet Alevi paskins in Chelek Esim and Reshe that maybe nowadays it does apply in that case because your tables have been removed. Maybe you should need it. If you're going to start copying the Rugaluch, maybe you need a Mazonis and an Alamichia. He says in theory. I can't hear you. What? They do in their small catering halls, Lamais, for room. Sometimes they do that. So he says, not so poshut. He says, I'm not so poshut that doesn't apply to his manasseh. But that in mind, go ahead. Read the Tysus. Let's go. Go ahead. Read the Tysus. Lachar Asuda Garcini. Go ahead. Sam, let's go. Come on. Lachar Asuda. Go ahead. Read the Dramaskal. Go ahead. Lachar what? Lachar
Asuda Garcino. Vesuloy.
Oh.
Vesuloy Garcino Dvarim Haboyim. That's Seva.
Don't have that phrase in that window, the third window, that it's talking Dvarim Haboyim.
Right.
Don't have it. Go ahead. Because that window it applies to everything. Whether it's Machmas Suda or Ain Machmas, it doesn't make a difference. Go ahead. It doesn't apply to Dvarim Aboim at all. Go ahead. No matter what you eat in that window, Taisha says, Vachi Pirusha, go ahead. Shehiskarnu. What does that mean, Hiskarnu? What does the word Hiskarnu mean? We mentioned, like meat, fish. Go ahead. Which usually comes to Tocha Suda. But you brought them what? Go ahead, Lachar. That you mentioned, you brought them after the Suda Parish. You pulled away your hands from the bread. No more bread around. Go ahead. Wow, klal. The pas does not pat to you klal at all. Not from a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona, like I said to you, Nate. Go ahead. Have it kamo what? It's like you ate them without a bread meal. Go ahead. Bain what? Like basar dagim with bain what? Exactly. Go ahead to what? No, dakol. This is a trick word. It's not to achol eat. It's dakol. It's going on everything. Go ahead, dakol what?
That's my bad.
Go ahead, dakol what? It's not bad. It's a hard thing. Dakol what? Dakol? See, I just said it myself. Dakol. It's not to achol. It's to achol, right? Dakol. Go ahead. Please get how to pronounce it. Don't make that mistake again. Go ahead to what? Like I just did. Dakol what?
Dakol bar and delay.
It's going on all the things, whether it's meat and fish or other things. Go ahead. V'achshuv.
V'achshuv and now.
We don't have this din anymore. We always have it around. Go ahead. Ella. Shum dover. Shum dover. Anything you eat. Kodem what? Datenu. Our das. Go ahead. Datenu.
Datenu l'echol pas kol shah.
Exactly. We have in mind, we pass like Rav, and therefore what comes out? Dvarim Abayim B'toch HaSuda, what's the din? They don't require a bracha before and or afterwards. Dvarim Abayim B'toch HaSuda, Shalom Machmas HaSuda, require a bracha before and afterwards. But this window, Nate, if we did have it, Bisman HaZeh, we don't have it. But if you did have it, what do you require according to Taisus? A bracha what? Bracha Rishon and a bracha Achron. Excellent. Whereas the Prima Gadim wants to say according to Rashi, the Prima Gadim wants to say, according to Rashi, you need to put it back in the whose shita? Rav Papa. I'm sorry, Rav Papa, who is Rav Sheshis in Rashi's eyes, which is only a what? Brach Rishona and no what? No Brach Achron. If you eat the meat and the fish, Lamais, at the end of what? At the end of the meal in this window. If you eat the meat and fish, he wants to say, according to Rashi, it would only be a what? Only a Brach Rishona and not a what? And not a Brach Achron. That's what he wants to tie in. Because it's Dvarim Aboim, Shalom Machmas Asuda, which Rav Papa holds like Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes is of the opinion, Lamaisa, that in that situation you need a Bracha Rishona, Lamaisa, and that would be the Chiddush, Lamaisa. Okay? See, what do Rav Sheshes hold? I want to stress that Nakuto. What do Rav Sheshes hold? Rav Sheshes said on what? Things detain him. What did he say you say?
No.
No, Rav Sheshes said you have a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. So how are we saying, according to the Prima Gadim, according to Rashi, meat and fish? Because meat and fish are different than tainim in what? Tainim and oven. The bracha achrona covers them. Because in Rashi's version, what? It's considered to be what? It's machmas what? No, it's not. No, Rashi's definition, machmas. It's not machmasuda, but it's not as extreme that it's peiris. It's like in the middle. It's a Muslim thing. So a Muslim thing will what? Will be covered by benching, but it won't be covered by the what? By the Bracha Rishona of Pas. You got that, Chiddush, I'm saying?
I don't see why I wouldn't.
Because, but that's what I'm saying. According to Rashi, why don't you follow this Chiddush? According to Rashi in the Rosh Yosef, Dvarim Haboyim Machmasud is liftim, relish. Dvarim Shaloim Shalom Machmasud are meat and fish, right? And our kruv, right? Which blend in the theme of Muslim. But in Rashi's eyes, they'll require a bracha rishona, but the benching will what? Will cover them. But peiris are totally out to lunch in that sense, no pun intended, and therefore what? They require a bracha rishona and a what? Bracha achrona in Rav Pup and Rav Sheshes. You follow me? So according to Rashi, they're like three madregas. That's what Rosh Yosef wants in Mechadish, which I might have missed. But Lamais, I might have put everything together. And say, like Nate was saying, maybe you require a bracha rishon or bracha achrona like Tysus. But he wants to be mechalik. What did you say? Okay, I thought that you were asking. I might have said that myself.
My kasha. Yes. Why did Tosos say the bracha rishon doesn't count for something that's meat?
Because he views that last window as totally a new category.
But if you're having a bracha rishon afterwards, I don't see why you are.
Because it's like what Tosos said, Nate. It's like eating it without bread. You've totally removed yourself. Even though you haven't benched, it doesn't make a difference. You have no connection to the meal. The table's been removed. The bread has been removed. In Tosos' eyes, this third window is a totally new Suda. Totally new Suda. Okay? It's a totally new Suda. Whereas Rashi's going to be Mechalik and say, you know what? It's not like what? Chicken. And chicken, in my mind, was Dvarim Havayim Shalom Achmas Suda. The Peiris are considered, the chicken are considered to be what? Muzzle. The benching will cover them, but they're not what? But you're still going to need a bracha rishon. That's the chiddush that he wants to say. Halach lamaisa. Now it is a chiddush because I might have said according to Rashi that you know it's considered to be what. But you get the impression that the third window guys has to bring something to the table that's new. In Tosa's eyes, it brings to the table something gigantic new that requires a bracha rishon and a what bracha achrona, even though you haven't benched yet, right? Like Nate said. That's a tremendous thing that's bringing to the table, the third window. According to Rashi, it's bringing to the table.
For two meat and fish?
According to Tysus, anything, yeah. You always need a bracha achrona. According to Tysus, yes. It's a whole new window. That Tysus is a whole new window. Bracha rishona, bracha achrona. Because you removed you're not having bread anymore. You read it. It's okay. Like eating without bread.
All right, I know.
But Rashi, what I'm saying, according to Rashi, Rashi doesn't take it to that extreme. Rashi says it'll require its own bracha rishona, but not a bracha achrona. The benching will cover that. That's what it's saying. But it's on the heels of Rav Sheshes, because what did Rav Sheshes say? That normally things that are what? Tainim Rimonim need a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. Not lachar asuda. Lachar asuda needs what? Only a bracha rishona, not a what?
Not
a bracha achrona. We don't postulate right. We hold like Tysus. So we're going to get to. We hold like Tysus.
If you eat fruits at the end of the meal.
We don't have that bismanazah. We don't have this third category bismanazah, Tysus says. But I am arguing with you that Rav Ozner writes in the Tshuva, he thinks that these catering halls that are small and they remove everything, he said he doesn't think it's so pashut. And they quote Rabbi Yashuv like this. They quote like Rabbi Yashuv like this. That he thought you should say a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. It's crazy. No? It's unbelievable. He says, is that really achilas apas? Yes. I don't think it's crazy at all. I think Rabbi Yashuv and Rav Ozner are saying makes a lot of sense to me. That bizman hazeh, maybe it does exist, this category. And maybe you should require bracha rishona, bracha achrona. So you know what? Either keep your table there or don't eat. Even though they're delicious, the rugel looking things. Yes, Sam. Nate, go ahead.
Okay, so according to this, what are we saying is there are three madrigos for both Rashi and for Tosos. Okay?
Yes.
The Rashi's three madrigos are the dips that are part of bread, so you don't eat any bracha before or afterwards. The second
yes.
one is that anything that is zayin, so it needs a bracha rishona and not a bracha achrona. The third one is that any fruit for after the meal needs both bracha rishona and achrona.
You can't say it exactly like that because according to the second category, though that is called Dvarim Haboyim Shalom Machmas Asuda, in Rav Sheshes' eyes, right? In Rav Sheshes' eyes, no, Rav Sheshes said Bracha Rishon and a Bracha Achrona, both.
I thought we said, right, okay, fine.
Remember that? That's what Rav Papa, that's what Rav Papa's saying. But then you have the third window, which is completely separate. That's what I'm saying.
It also needs both brachos.
Yeah, because Rav Papa is like Rav Sheshes in Rashi's eyes. Correct.
According to Rashi, there's two madrigas that need both a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. The middle bracha of anything that's zayin and anything that's also fruit after the meal both need bracha rishona and bracha achrona.
You mean in the third window? You mean fruit? I understand what you're asking. Fruit in the third window. You're saying, what would Rashi say?
No, it's a Pashut Prize. He said both of Rishon and
Nachon. You're going to say, that's what I'm not sure. Rashi says, Beferish, according to Prima Garden, that Daisa Basa Vedagim in the third window requires only a Bracha Rishona and not a Bracha Achrona.
But we said that the Prima Garden says that Rashi is holding like Papa holds like Rosh Hashanah. And if Papa holding Rosh Hashanah means that he's holding it at any time at Achar Suda, before Bracha Mazon, it's still going to be Bracha Rishona and Achrona.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. I agree with that. I agree with that.
And
yes.
And the Madrigos of Tosfos would be that the first, I mean, anything that's eaten with anything that can be eaten with bread, like meat and everything like that doesn't need any bracha at all.
Correct.
The second category would be anything that isn't eaten with bread that would need a bracha Rishona only. And the third Madrigo would be anything that's eaten after you already ordered the bread, which would be both brachos, no matter what it is.
In the third window, yes. According to Tosfos.
Right.
Correct. In the third window, you're going to need a bracha Rishona and a bracha Achrona, according to Tosfos. We just don't have that bismanazah, and then we're arguing according to Rav Ozner Rav Yosha, maybe you have that in these catering halls. Correct.
Right. But it's correct. But Rashi doesn't have anything. Rashi doesn't have anything where you say just a bracha Rishona on and not a bracha Achrona. Correct.
Yes, he does. Rashi has porridge and meat when you eat them after the meal.
That's my second madrigal. Anything that's lav nachas suda.
But that's in the third window. You're eating them after the suda. So you only require a bracha rishona. You don't require a bracha achrona. What?
If you have kruv zayin or kruv daisa or tardim in the b'tocha suda, it's still going to be.
You're right.
So it's even bracha rishona.
So the only thing is though, what does Rav Sheisha say though? That's what I'm questioning you.
I think it needs a bracha.
Rav Sheisha says you need a bracha rishona and bracha achrona by tainim and remoinim, by tainim and anavim.
But I don't think that's not machos suda. I think that's talk. Oh, that is talk about machos suda.
That's what I'm saying to you. You follow me? So that's what I'm saying to you.
So in Rashi, the holds like Rav Sheshes a papa.
I don't want to say that because the way Tais said that, a papa holds like Rav Sheshes.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying to you.
You have to figure out one of them.
So what I'm saying to you is the following: that according to Rav Papa and Rav Sheshes, things that are shalom boy machmas asuda, right, in Rashi's eyes, which are not laftan, require a bracha rishona and what else? And a bracha achrona. That's what Rav Sheisha said. But that last concept of la'acharon, right? That last concept of la'acharon, achar asuda, is the one where you only have a bracha rishona and no bracha achrona. Only la'achar asuda. Only la'achar asuda.
And not fruits.
What'd you say?
Only la'achar asuda, things that are...
No, only la'achar asuda, things that are fruits, will require a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona.
Right.
But meat... Meat and things of that sort will only require what?
Anything.
Will only require a bracha rishona lamaisa, and we'll be talking about a bracha what?
That's like forced madrigos.
Well, the issue.
It's a split in the third madrigos.
Yeah, I mean, the issue you're bringing up is a very good ha'ara, and that is that why does Rav Sheshes, he says, Teini v'anam, you require a bracha rishona, bracha achrona, and then why all of a sudden is the Prima Gadim saying that the last window, if you would have daisa, basa, v'dagim, lamaisa, yeah? If you'd have dvarim that are considered to be what? Considered to be things that are shalom, machmas, asuda. See, basically the question that you're asking is tainim v'anavim in Rashi's eyes the same thing as what? Things that are dvarim, shalom, boy, machmas, asuda. Are they the same thing? That's the question that really...
Right.
So if you're going to say that Rav Papa holds like Rav Sheshes, Lamaisa, yes? Does that mean they're exactly identical? That's the question.
Right.
So here we want to say that maybe there's a bit of a difference in the sense that peiros are a little bit different. Right. So peiros will require bracha rishona, bracha achrona, but not meat and fish.
Right.
That's the chiddush we want to say from Rashi. Okay. All right. There's a lot more we got to do, guys. Everyone have a wonderful day. Please chazan the silver's geshmak, l'maisa. Going through the Rashi taisis. Okay. That's how you go through it and give the answer.